Hello, this is Donnie Smith. First of all, I'd like to wish you a happy new year. It's just about 2012, and I hope you have a great 2012, and hope you had a great 2011. Today in this podcast, we're going to talk about body filler just a little bit. I had a lot of questions about if you apply it over bare metal or not. We're going to talk about that. First of all, I'd like to tell you about some new videos that I'm going to have coming up in 2012. And you can get to the videos at collisionblast.com/autoshow. And I'm going to have, does that really work? I'm going to be testing products to see if they really work for me. And so consumers will know if they should spend their money on those products or not. Another thing is I'm going to be doing some episodes on estimating. And then just some DIY type shows of, you know, how to use different tools and products. But anyway, in this podcast, I'm going to talk about body filler. I've had some questions about applying it over bare steel. Some people had some concerns that will cause corrosion. And actually, you're supposed to, that's how you apply it, is over bare steel. You do not want to apply body filler on top of a painted surface. There's only one exception for that, and I think that's Toyota recommends this, is that you can take your surface to bare steel and apply epoxy primer, and you can apply body filler over that. Now, I've never used that method. Haven't really seen it done. About all I've ever seen is, you know, grinding it or sanding it down to metal and then using putting your body filler straight on top of that. Now, there's a couple things you don't want to do after you've sanded and have it to metal. Right before you put your body filler, you don't want to touch the metal with your hand. You know, there's oils on your hand that gets on there, and that can cause, some corrosion, you know, from the moisture, but it also causes adhesion problems, you know, from the oils in your hand. So once it's ready to apply body filler, blow it off the compressed air, and you can mix the body filler up and put it straight on top of the metal. Now, if you're using glaze putty, finishing glaze, the advantage of that is, if you're using that to fill pinholes or final imperfections, is you can go across your painted surfaces as long as it's sanded with at least 180 grit sandpaper. Anything finer than that, it might not stick too good, but you can go across your body filler, metal, and onto the painted surface. That makes an easy transition whenever you go to sanding. Makes all the edges feather in real nice. But that's about it for right now. I do wish everybody a happy new year. Be sure to go to collisionblast.com/autoshow and check out some of the new videos I'm going to have coming up. There's already a few there. So have a good new year and talk to you soon.